844, it's not the best, it's the worst.
Yes.
What's the inspiration for this, by the way? When you did this on the download,
yeah.
You're just in a bad mood?
No, we realized that there's something great about the stress release of complaining about the worst things
let
in society.
Go. Yeah. Let it
and
go.
And it surprisingly, it's not very mean-spirited. You'll get the ones that, you know, they're the worst is the current politics, or the worst is Andy Mazur. We get out those all the time.
Why do you keep coming?
I just got to stop looking at you when you say the worst.
I'm getting a little complex here. We'll pick the best shortly, and you get a pair of pavilion tickets
idea,
to
yeah.
see the Chicago Symphony Orchestra's performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. I like 8.5. I don't know about the rest of you. Ninth is good. 8.5 really killed for me. It's Saturday, July 14th. Visit the refreshed dining pavilion with two brand new restaurants for 2018. And get your tickets at Ravinia.org. You want to start with
one? Yeah, 312-981-7200. The texts are coming in. I know Mary's got a lot. She's been...
Sandberg's been, why don't you start?
Sandberg's been working it. But yeah, I'll start. I say... you know what's the worst? And it's really probably going to beat every worst that's out there. Glitter.
Glitter is the
worst.
There's
no there's no way that
glitter's
that is.
No good.
This is the worst.
No damn good.
Once I don't know
glitter,
how we moved on.
Once glitter is in your house, it's not gone.
It's all over my husband's work clothes because I decided to wear it in lotion one day.
There you go, see? Yeah.
And the worst is getting a greeting card that has glitter on it.
Yes. A birthday card not too long ago that put glitter everywhere in our
house. What is it? By the way, why? Why? I know glitter is celebration, right? But why do so many cards have glitter in them?
I think it makes it pretty.
I think, maybe it's aesthetic, and at a certain point, you're like, glitter!
But
and then it takes two seconds to go, oh, no, glitter!
There's three places you get glitter. Children's birthday parties, greeting cards, and a strip club. Those are the three places.
And the gay pride parade. Right.
Well, there's that, too.
And Jen DeSalvo's house as inner lotion.
All over my laundry.
Yeah, it's no good.
All right, we got Sandberg.
So I don't know if this happens with men's clothes, but it happens with women's, where when you buy something new, the seams are straight. But then after a first washing, all of a sudden the seams start to twist. Like on my shirts, sometimes the seams will start to, you know, like they don't run.
I'm going to speak for all the men listening that that's not an issue for us.
Okay, Jen, does that ever happen to you where your shirt, like, or a pant leg, the seam doesn't go straight down your leg, it starts to twist?
I've never paid attention to that.
Ugh.
Okay, would it make me sound girly if I said that my pants sometimes do that?
Okay, there you go.
A little bit.
It really does happen.
A little bit.
That was the worst.
The worst was Steve saying
that
he was girly.
The best. Exactly.
All right, let me read one of these for you. We'll do some of the callers that are coming in. 815, the sound of your cat vomiting in the middle of the night
on your bed. Oh. Yeah, that is
on your bed. That gloop, gloop.
No.
Because you get warning on that one.
Here's one related to the show, 630. The worst is getting the Dr. Most song stuck in your head all damn day.
Dr. Most.
On my thigh.
That's what we're talking about. That's what
we're
talking
about. There's always a lot of automotive worsts. People complain about traffic or they complain about their cars. 815 says the worst is when your transmission goes out as you leave from work. So you have to drive 4 blocks in reverse to get the car back home.
Oh, geez.
That's not good. That's
four blocks.
Good.
Why are you going? Why are you driving to work? You're only that's 4 blocks away from work.
That's really not good.
I also think something that's a worse is when you're on a phone call with somebody. And
what was that?
That's my coffee. So.
The worst is when the coffee spills.
It's all good.
In the new studio.
You're on your cell phone conversation with somebody and it drops out, and then you reconnect, and everyone's like, "What'd you do? What happened there? Phones drop out. Do we need to really go through part of our conversation to explain what the dropout was? I drove through the dead zone again.
What happened?
We both know the call disconnected.
My mom always blames me for hanging up on her. She thinks I purposely hang up.
My husband does the same to me.
No, it's
not all the time.
No.
You're the worst, Steve.
Sometimes. Yes.
I meant Chrisanich.
Oh, okay.
Because he's
careful
hanging up
with
on
your
his
Steves.
Mom. Yeah.
You're 219. The worst is porta potties.
Yeah,
hard to argue. Hard to argue with that.
If you've ever had too many cocktails and had to use it, like at Oyster Street Festival.
These two are related. The worst is the word moist, and the worst is soggy fries.
Yeah. I agree on
the word
pies.
Moist is a that's a, that, a bad that, word. It's kind of got my attention right now as a winner. 312-981-7200. The word moist. There's not a lot of great applications for that word.
Yeah. The worst is people who throw their trash out the window on the highway. Let me tell you something. Yeah. I will track you down. I have certain skills. I will find you, and you will pay. Are you kidding me?
That's the
throwing trash out the window.
There are a lot of trash related worsts on the download. And I will say this: I got furious about is park garbage. We live right by a park, and for whatever reason, because I don't know if it's not enough garbage cans or the way people were brought up or whatever it is, they decide, you know what? It's public park. It's not my place. I'll drop this bag of Doritos on the ground. Someone's paid to pick it up. It's amazing how much trash is in the park the day after a summer day.
Yep.
How about the drive-through garbage droppers? The drive-through garbage droppers, where the garbage can is close enough to reach out of your window, so you see cars pulling up next to it and stuffing garbage in there, like they have no other place in the world, like their house.
Right, cleaning out their car right there.
The worst is when the battery and the smoke alarm starts chirping in the middle of the night and you're in bed.
No, I can top that. The worst is when I lived in a condo. When I lived a couple years back in a condo, when that was happening in the apartment next to us, and they weren't there. It was like a rehab.
Oh, and it went on forever?
Yeah, it was a rehab, so I think it just kept going. There was nobody there. You didn't even know who to contact to get a key for it. We just got used to it.
That's what makes me laugh, 708. The worst is people who wear hats in the pool.
That's me.
I didn't know that was a thing.
The worst, when someone with street shoes is on your favorite machine at the gym and you're pressed for time.
Yep.
It's like, who are you kidding here?
Right.
Who are you kidding? Get off the ellipse, Mr. Wingtips.
I think the pickup line at school or camp is the worst.
Yeah.
I've ever had to sit in a pickup line.
How about this? The worst is a Cars for Kids commercial.
That's a given, right? That jingle. I don't think it's a commercial. It's the jingle.
Yeah, no, people don't mind the concept. It's the kids singing. And more of them keep coming in, and we'll pick one of these and make you a winner of those CSO tickets. 312-981-7200 is the number.
What's going down?
856. Wait, do you have an Amazon Prime card? We're talking off the air about Amazon Prime.
No, there's an app you download.
There's no card.
There's no card.
But Whole Foods now in Illinois, your Amazon Prime gets you discounts at Whole Foods, so you download the Whole Foods app. And then it has one of those little...
You just barcode it?
What are those little square things called?
QC?
The Q.
You just scan that at the grocery checkout, and they give you money back.
I love when you guys talk to me like I'm grandpa.
Grandpa.
Pay attention now. the worst. The absolute worst. Let's go to the phone, shall we? Because there's people lined up.
I love it.
Starting with you, Kitty. What's the worst?
Oh, it's not the worst. I'm sorry. I was calling to comment about the seams on your clothes when you wash them and they start to twist. And I've sewn most of my life, and it has to do with when you lay a pattern out, it has to be straight on the thread across and down.
Well, that's the worst. The worst is when you have to do that.
And one of our interns, Lex, said the same thing happens to her. So I think that there is, obviously, this is a problem. And Sandberg was right. She's touched a nerve.
Well, I can identify. And let me give you something that makes sense to you, Kitty, for men. The worst is when you try to take your blue jeans off over your sneakers and you pull a muscle in your back.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Well, that happens to women, too. Trust me.
Oh, it does. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks,
Kitty. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it very much.
Because then you're hopping around in the closet, you know.
Yeah, right. You bang your head on the shelf. It's a whole thing.
Right.
Laura's in Homer. Glenn, what's the worst?
People flipping me off while driving.
Yes. It really is.
Yes.
Yeah, it really
is. I agree.
It's
like, what are we doing next? Like, what's the next move? How is this accelerating? Do I flip you off again? Do we get in a fight? Like, what's the deal? I hate that. I got flipped off for going 60 on Lakeshore.
Yeah, exactly right. Good for you.
I agree, Laura. That's one of my favorites.
People in the fast lane going slow. Get out of the
lane. Or even worse than the worst, when you get flipped off for following the rules of the road.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else is just trying to do something illegal.
Absolutely ridiculous. I was just having a bad day. Kate, what's the worst?
When you are in a checkout line and the person that is getting run out right there, it's on their cell phone.
Oh, you're so right.
Attention.
It's just so rude.
It's rude. It's annoying.
Kate, I saw this weekend, I was at Old Navy, I saw two different people going above and beyond that, they are FaceTiming.
In the checkout line?
They're FaceTiming in the checkout lane. They're FaceTiming in the store. They're not checking. I understand the concept of, hey, I want to show you this pair of
the
jeans.
The only time you should be friends FaceTiming chatting. In a checkout line is if you're on fire and no one else has water. Why would
Andy was just saying the same thing. You see
somebody
it everywhere
in the press box. And they're just kind of zigzagging. You're trying to get by somebody, and they're talking FaceTime.
Extremely annoying.
Yeah. I'm not a month ago now. I think I told you about this. I saw a guy FaceTiming while he was driving.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I think this is the wrong application of that technology.
That's all right, let me get one more. Diane, what's the worst?
The garbage being thrown out, but when they throw it out into your front yard and you're actually sitting there and you see them do it and you're yelling at them as they're still driving away. And then you call the law enforcement and they come out and they look. And because they left mail in there with their name and address on it, they're actually able to track them down.
That's fantastic.
Did they track
them
down?
Happened to us last year.
That's great. You got them.
Yeah, we did.
One out of a gazillion. That makes all of our day that you tracked down the bag. You know what? You win the tickets.
There you go, Steve.
You win the tickets.
Thanks.
You're fighting crime. You get pavilion tickets to see the Chicago Symphony Orchestra do Beethoven's Ninth at Ravinia, Saturday, July 14th, ravinia.org. Thank you for that.
There you go, Diane. Thank you.
That's
awesome.
The best wraps up the worst.
That was great.
CLTV joins us now.
Thanks, everybody.